Get ready.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Earnings season kicks off today with aluminum giant Alcoa. A parade of not very good news is expected in the weeks to come, but that doesn't necessarily mean investors will be disappointed. Jill Barchet reports.
Investors expect companies to say they earned 37% less in the first 3 months of this year than they did a year ago. Al Goldman is chief market strategist at Wachovia Securities. He says he's not surprised.
I think anybody who doesn't know that first quarter earnings are going to be bad doesn't have a pulse.
Goldman says all the bad news has already been priced into the market. But investors are still nervous about financial companies. So a warning about the banks caused the whole market to fall yesterday. Art Hogan is chief market analyst at Jefferies & Company. He says the bar for companies is so low right now, it could actually work in investors' favor.
So to the extent that we're able to see numbers come in better than those expectations, you might actually find this to be something that the market rallies on.
Several analysts are counting on banking stocks to lead the charge. A change in the accounting rules last week could help them pump up their reported profits. In New York, I'm Jill Barchet for Marketplace.
Yeah, there hasn't been much oomph in the markets lately. Despite a late-day rally, yesterday the Dow lost a little ground, closing under 8,000 at 79.75. Tech stocks fell after the likely collapse of the IBM Sun Microsystems deal. That means the Nasdaq was the biggest loser of the day, dropping about 1%. S&P shares fell as well. Asian shares were flat and down just a bit. The Hang Seng and Nikkei fell by less than 0.5%. And European stocks are lower at this hour, 1 to 2%. Switzerland's bank secrecy laws may be the latest casualty of the global economic fallout. The U.S. Treasury Department announced last night it's about to begin negotiations with that country to share more tax information about American citizens with cash in those infamous secret accounts. Here's Marketplace's Steve Henn.
Switzerland has one of the highest standards of living in the world, and with precious few natural resources, the secret to its economic success has long been its banking system. An estimated $2 trillion in foreign wealth is stashed in Swiss bank accounts. A big draw has always been Swiss bank secrecy laws.
People from around the world bringing their money to Switzerland, where it has been out of the prying eyes of local tax authorities.
Edward Hattis covers this issue in London for the website Breaking Views. He says over the past year, international pressure has been mounting on Switzerland and other tax havens to make their financial systems more transparent.
The big Swiss banks have been anticipating this for years and years and have been making quite significant efforts to diversify their business. That being said, many analysts still fear that it'll be a hit to profits.
As countries around the world spend hundreds of billions to bail out their economies, they're cracking down on international tax cheats. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Far be it from anyone to complain about not getting a raise this year. They're probably excited to have a job to go to this morning, given this economic fallout. According to a survey by ECA International, based in London, 40% of American companies plan to freeze salaries this year. Apparently, U.S. companies are being way more frugal than their global counterparts. About a quarter of the world's companies plan to freeze salaries. While things may be bad here, a good number of workers in India and South America should see pay hikes. The Australian government today launched a massive $30 billion plan to make it one of the world's most wired countries. The Prime Minister there, Kevin Rudd, says the network will be built from scratch. He says it could deliver broadband speeds of 100 megabits per second to 90% of homes, schools, and businesses in Australia within the next decade.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
When a farmer in this country needs help caring for a sick cow, the nearest veterinarian could be several hours away. Large animal vets are becoming an endangered species as more vet school grads choose the relatively lucrative option of treating dogs and cats. Now, some states are trying to lure more young vets back to the farm. Joel Rose reports.
How many babies does a pig have at a time? In a classroom at Penn State University, a dozen high school students get a lesson in animal reproduction from Professor Lester Greel.
How many babies does a cow have at a time?
One.
One, I hope. I hate twins.
The students are spending a Saturday at a conference on veterinary medicine. Professor Robert Van Saun says most of these students are familiar only with dogs and cats.
The greatest chance we have to get people to think about large animal practice is to start early.
And the stakes are high. There are roughly 500 rural counties in the U.S. that have lots of pigs, cows, and horses, and no veterinarians to treat them. Most vet school grads choose to work with pets. They're drawn by the shorter hours, better working conditions, and starting salaries up to 20% higher.
We're stretched thin. We haven't broken yet. What would happen is if we had a major outbreak, a major food safety issue, that's when crisis gets more critical.
David Wolfgang is the chairman of Project Pennsylvania. It's a campaign to recruit more large animal veterinarians into the profession and keep them there.
Professional school education is extraordinarily expensive. Many students graduate from professional school with between $110,000 and $160,000 of debt. So it's really challenging for young professionals.
13 states offer some kind of debt relief for students who agree to specialize in treating cows, horses, and other farm animals. And some aspiring veterinarians say they're willing to trade higher wages for a more rewarding practice. Penn State senior Maggie Zink says she wants to work with large animals.
I just love the experience of it, not being in an office all day long, seeing clients come in and out of the door. You got to go out and be out in the country.
Zink's teachers have to hope she still feels that way when she graduates from veterinary school. At State College, Pennsylvania, I'm Joel Rose for Marketplace.
Hope you can join us at our website. Of course, the number's there, and our scratch pad with the online host and blogger Scott Jagow, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.